far. I didn't hear you distinctly.
Okay. What about the hard center of a cherry?
Of a cherry?
Mm-hmm.
Called a pit.
The hard center of a peach?
Is a stone, a seed.
Okay. A peach which separates easily from its seed.
It's free stone.
And a peach which does not separate easily.
Clinging.
Okay. What about the center of an apple?
That's the core.
Okay, the things that you can roast in an oven sometimes, you crack them and eat them, they come out of the ground.
Peanuts.
Okay, any other synonyms for them?
Goobers.
Okay. Any other kind of nuts that grow underground?
Underground, let's see, peanuts.
I can't think of
anything. Can't either, just right off. Everything else grows out on the trees or bushes.
Okay, what about the nut that you used to get stained real badly when you drive?
Walnuts.
Okay. On a walnut, the hard cover, well, let's start at the outside, the soft outer covering of a walnut.
Well, that's called the walnut hull.
And then after you get the hull off, you come to the...
Come to the shell,
the
hard shell part.
Okay. And if somebody wanted an orange and there weren't any oranges left, you might say...
I'm sorry, there are no other oranges.
Okay, or the oranges are all gone.
Okay.
What about the little red vegetable that's shaped kind of like a turnip, except it's much smaller, and you can slice them up and put them in food, or you can eat them by themselves?
Radishes.
Mm-hmm. And what about the big red things that you usually put with a bacon sandwich?
Tomatoes.
Okay. I think we can stop there for a while. It's 9:25. Well, we got way on over there.
I imagine we've got a whole lot more.
How's that over here?
We are. That's fine. You can't... Back up a little bit where we, you can't back up just a little and play back, can you?
No, I don't have that tape.
Oh, you don't have that tape. In other words, you're going to use a fresh one.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The last time we finished, we were talking about radishes and tomatoes and what you call a hard covering on the outside of a nut and the soft inner part of the nut.
Uh-huh.
Now I want to get the names of different kinds of potatoes you can think of.
Oh, different kinds of potatoes. Well, let's see. Are you hooked up?
Yeah.
There's, of course, Irish potatoes and sweet potatoes. And, I don't know whether a rutabaga is considered a potato or not, but there are rutabagas.
Okay.
And I believe that's... I believe that's the only potatoes I can think of.
Okay, what are yams?
Well, yams are sweet potatoes. They're usually called yams.
Okay, do everybody call them that, or do just certain people call them that?
Certain people call them. It's sort of maybe a colloquialism.
What about the things that make you cry when you try to peel?
That's onions.
Okay. What about very small onions?
Well,
special onions?
Very small onions, I've heard them called shallots.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes.
Okay. When you see a woman sit down with a pan of beans that she's just picked, she washes them off. And she'll usually have a newspaper she spreads out. And what is she going to do then?
Well, we usually say she's going to string the beans.
Okay. You ever hear anybody use any other terms like to
snap them or shell them?
Okay. What are some different kinds of beans?
Well, there are, of course, soybeans, which...